Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to our integration session on the Daimo Meridian. And as we get going for today's session, I'm going to invite you to find a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for the session. And as we settle in, invitation to breathe. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in life, to receive. To open to the new. Every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go. To allow. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below. If any part of that feels pleasant, to the very least neutral, taking a moment to savor it. And on that note of savoring, I'm going to invite you to scan your environment either outwardly or drop inward, closing the eyes and scanning inwardly, whichever calls to you to do the most. And looking for anything in particular, again, that's pleasant to neutral. And when you land on that thing, taking a moment to notice what it is you like the most about this. And then savoring and receiving it as nourishment that it very well may be. Drinking that in. Receiving even 1% more with each breath. As you drink that in, beginning to notice what happens within the system, what happens in the body. And if any part of that is pleasant, to the very least neutral, savoring that too and receiving this nourishment. Thank you for being here, and thank you for all that you bring to the table, all that you surrender, all that you claim. Thank you for all of you. Thank you to all that's gone into you, your families. Thank you to your ancestors, your lineages, your villages of support. And thank you to all of those that have caretaken and stewarded this very land that's nurtured and nourished us all and allowed for our families, our ancestors to have created you. And thank you to all that Mother Nature provides. As we take a moment to give thanks, feel free to add any of your own. maybe that's even a being thankful for the blessings that may be found if we take a moment to look at the year, even amidst the challenges, or perhaps the challenges in a way were blessings of a sort in disguise, a surprise blessing. And as you give your thanks in any way that feels right, drinking that in again, just 1% more, giving that a couple of breaths of gratitude. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your journey today. And as we settle on in, we're actually starting off, interestingly enough, in house 7, which is the house of Libra and house of partnerships and relationships. Also, in particular, finding harmony and balance within that all. Also working with the understanding that is carried within this house as it's connected to the bladder and the bladder meridian. The bladder meridian helps to regulate our nervous system, and it's the yang regulation. So it's the thing that actually, in a way, gets to take practical action. And it's interesting to note that just before the 7th house, we have the opportunity to steep ourselves in the 6th house, which is the house of practical action, of discernment, of intellect. So in a way, we, all the time through touching on the 6th house, has prepared for this opportunity within the 7th house to support that practicality of regulation of your nervous system, particularly as it relates to partnerships, to relationships, to, as we're going to define it, the consciousness of healthy connection, of healthy connection. Well, I got a thumbs up on that one, so must be doing something right. As you contemplate healthy connection, as you feel into that for yourselves and your body, noticing where you feel that in the body. And wherever you feel it is great. There's no right or wrong answer here. And in that area where you can perhaps resonate with a consciousness of healthy connection the most in this body-mind of yours, and there might be even a few areas, which is great. If there's more than one, that's welcome too. And here we're actually going to circulate all the healing resources right through to that area to give it just a little extra nourishment, including blood that carries our passion, nerve, our communication, lymph that drains the gunk, toxins, waste, along with low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help our nervous and our immune system alike to heal amongst really most of our body, most of our mind. Also working with here a balance of yin and yang, of feminine and masculine. And as this works with healthy connection, think of it as informing healthy balance in your connection, which may invite in things like reciprocity, may invite in having a soft place to land, or anything else that just seems to be a little bit out of balance, or maybe even a lot out of balance in your partnerships, in your relationships, in your connections. And to support that, even just a little further, we're going to do a couple things. Think of this as like a little mini sub-session or a little mini session on just this part. We're going to link in pineal to pituitary, which is the strongest masculine is pineal, feminine is pituitary, balancing we have in all of body talk. Then we're going to link that into another form of masculine feminine balancing in a different way. We're going to link in the conception vessel meridian and basically the perineum all the way up to 0.6, just around that navel below region, And then we're going to link that all into the portion of the governing vessel meridian that's at the back of the neck, at the base of the neck, governing vessel 14, all the way up to governing vessel 20, which is roughly in the crown, center of the crown here. So as we work with these, this is governing vessel 14, the most yang point in the body. It governs all things yang, all things masculine, all things healthy action, all things procreation, providing, the list is long, and protection is not the least of the things here. So in a way, bringing in healthy protection or healthy containment to support, again, healthy connection. Governing vessel 20 governs all of our habit patterns. And think of this as helping to release any of those habit patterns that might be in the way of, again, receiving that healthy balance and healthy connection. And multi-layered, this part. The governing vessel piece at the back of the neck and head is balancing out the conception vessel, which is working primarily with nurturing and nourishment through the pelvis. In a way that if you imagine this is in the front of the pelvis and this is the back of the head, it's done kind of like this, and it's smushed in just a little. So it's kind of done that. And as we link these guys together, those regions of the meridians, we're going to simultaneously run a vibaxis on them in body talk and just help to realign them to support healthy posture. And as we optimize that healthy posture, we're going to simultaneously, we're doing a lot at once, as I mentioned, multi-layered here, work with that base chakra, survival chakra, and imagine we can take the base chakra and just slide it back. So if I was working with it in the other configuration, to be slightly less confusing, that base chakra at the bottom of the pelvis, we're just going to allow for it to move back and conception vessel to pull forward. So things don't have to be so tucked and jammed and stifled and stagnated in that pelvis. We're giving in the pelvis some breathing room. And as we do so, allowing for the survival chakra to also have some breathing room. So it doesn't have to panic anytime it might be in the face of a healthy or, pardon me, a less than healthy connection. What we're also going to do is link in the consciousness of boundaries. We're going to bring in the lung and the liver alike as they can both support boundaries in their own ways. And as we support the body-mind in bringing in healthy boundaries, we're going to link this all into the Wei Qi, probably the biggest energetic boundary center for boundaries that we might carry. Also is supported by the liver along with other things. So it makes a lot of sense that we're working with the Wei Qi here. Wei Qi is an energy layer that surrounds your entire external body, including all the orifices, all the entrances and exits through the body have Wei Qi running through them, including the digestive system. So as we work with the healthy Wei Qi, we're going to support it on all frequencies, but particularly emotional, and particularly anything, again, that might support the heartache or heartbreak that may have been present in loss of healthy connection. And as we optimize this Wei Qi, we are doing it, for, as I mentioned, for everywhere. So it's going to work with the entire area of the body, including those areas where you were noticing when I first asked you to check in on healthy connection where you felt it. So that might be the area where you need more Wei Qi. And as we expand that Wei Qi, we're also just going to make sure that heart is well taken care of. And then we're going to link it all to the Shen of the heart. Whew. Okay, so like I mentioned, there's a lot of things happening, so thanks for bearing with me through that explanation. As we link it into the Shen of the heart, the spirits, it all becomes more unified and simple as it connects into the essence of I am. I am. I am. And then we're connecting that to the center of connection, the center of centeredness itself, the navel. And here we're going to clean out some, it looks like old stuff from being in the womb. And it's as if when you were in that womb space throughout the entire 9.5 months or so that you're in there for, roughly, depending upon how long you stayed in there, there was information received about received about healthy partnerships, relationships, connections, and also some of the not so healthy things were in there too. So we're actually going to run a body chemistry and we're detoxing, as well as running another body chemistry for any intolerances. Okay, and as we detox, the old potential toxic patterns of relating in unhealthy ways that you learned in the womb from how mom was interacting with others in her environments, how dad was interacting with others in his environment, because you're equally present to both. Supporting the intolerance side of it all in this pattern of wanting to push away or wanting to reject. And the immune system actually created enough inflammation that it may have even set the stage for potentially like low-grade inflammation through the sinuses to interact as a measure of safety or protection when dealing with everything in the environment. So however your sinuses may be in this moment, they might even be perfectly clear, know that we're simply just cleaning out that old patterning that was informed from this time in utero. And everybody will have even particularly times that were more informative than others in that in utero space. And for all of those times, we're actually going to link them into those particularly strong memories, into the small intestine meridian for digestion, for intellect, to supportively offer an awareness with curiosity. And as we bring in awareness and curiosity, I see the intestines able to actually digest and process and metabolize, alchemizing those old painful points, those old painful patterns that may be running the show, which you didn't even really know were behind that all. And as you take a moment to take that all in, I invite you to breathe into this navel region. We're going to run circulation of all the healing resources that I named earlier through to this navel one more time now. And as the navel gets to drink this all in, taking in all that goodness, all that support, all that nourishment, it gets to be reprogrammed as to how it gets to receive, how it gets to receive in the context again of healthy connections and relationships. And then I hear that New Year's Eve, as we are a few days away from that, that old Lang Syne song coming in, which I know there is some debate. It's a Scottish song from 18th century, which carries in part the messages of letting the old fade away as we can step into the new, and in a way clearing our perception of the people in our past in a way that's supportive for us to move forward. Letting any bits of forgiveness that need to enter the realm be there in healthy ways for you. Healthy ways for you. And as we offer this energy of Auld Lang Syne, the old dropping away, invitation for the new to come in, linking it into 12th house energy, house of endings, releasing, letting go, surrendering, peeling back the layers of who it is you are not, so you may more deeply enter. As you offer forgiveness into the truth of who and what you really are. And as you receive that all, linking liver 14 point, the bottom of the, or the last point of the liver meridian, through to lung 1. And in particular, doing the liver 14 on the right side and the lung 1 on the left side. The other one is in the mix, but this is where the bulk of it seems to be. And as we support the old and dropping away, I see almost like that phrase, water off of a duck's back, emotions just rolling off of the spine. And it's almost like a slow defrost trickling down the spine, dropping off the tailbone, and allowing for the tailbone to not be so tucked, but to actually supportively open up again just a little bit more through that pelvis. And underneath that all is the quality of innocence, the quality of innocence. And I just see the most unique image. I see just like a fog clearing off of the entire central channel of this nervous system, almost like clouds and weather that doesn't need to be there, storms that have passed, and yet somehow there's like an echo of those old stormy times. And as we allow them to roll away, to blow away in their own timing, underneath of it all is the deepest clarity and the deepest vibrancy I think I've ever seen in an image. And this might be the hippie in me coming out, and I'm not a super big listener yet, but I might become one, of Pink Floyd. But it's that album, I don't actually know what the album is called, but it's that album cover where it's like black and there's that prism and a rainbow, and it's just got that energy of vibrancy coming out of the blackness. However, this blackness is healthy blackness. It's representative of healthy masculine energy. So finding vibrancy in your masculine internally, finding vibrancy in the masculine energies perhaps externally, perhaps there's no difference between the internal and the external. And as this healthy vibrancy comes into play, I see the lungs, the heart, the rib cage, all things chest really move from almost like a collapsed position, almost a shutdown, but not quite, into being able to stand tall and proud with dignity, with honor, with respect, with presence, with loving presence. With joyous presence. And the heart creates now a new type of a, weather pattern. And it's actually steeping itself in joy. And I actually see this essence of joy forming like a spiral energy around the heart. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And as this joy spirals in a way around the heart, it becomes reaching out just as the heart does in its magnificent glory and all of its bigness that it has, all of its largeness, all of its capacity to reach potentially to my personal theory, the infinite and beyond, that which is eternal. And as we open up this heart, as it expands into the essence of joy, it actually creates an interesting form of protection. What if this is all protection was ever meant to be? What if healthy protection, healthy containment by joy could set the stage rather than having to do it from a place of fear? And now that we've moved from base chakra in a way to heart chakra, expanding this essence of joy even a little bit deeper, even a little bit richer. The solar plexus has a moment to adjust and realign itself as it steps into confidence, its capacity to boldly, confidently metabolize, digest, alchemize, as well as connecting you to your sense of personal empowerment. And I hear the phrase, I got this, I know what to do here, I got this, I know what to do here. And just from the area above it, the diaphragm, releasing any tendency to get a little bit tight or any tendency for the struggle, the efforting to be there. And just reminding you of that session from 2 weeks ago now, where we opened up into easefulness. And as soon as I say that, the Dymo Meridian, I've been waiting for it to show up, pops up out of the woodwork, and it's like, hi, about that. It's like, yeah, what do you have to offer there, Dymo Meridian? It's pretty happy about all those pieces, and also wants just a little bit more attention on that area around the diaphragm. It actually wants to run a cellular repair on it. It wants to restore the cells of the diaphragm back to their fullest potential of health. And with that underway, I actually see the entire Dymo Meridian take a slow, deep breath, and everything begins to settle. I see the eyes and the senses, all the other 5, 6 senses, begin to soften, releasing any edges of hypervigilance. And with that Dymo Meridian relaxing, there's actually a much more even flow from the legs, the energy, pardon me, there's a much easier energy flow coming between the legs and pelvis, as well as that above the waist, the upper body. And as this enters union, as it becomes more unified and cohesive, I see it as allowing you to actually walk forward without any like diamond meridian tendencies to want to hold back or pull back. Almost like the beltline meridian had formed a sort of invisible leash, which was just chronically stuck in a its own type of holding pattern where it was pulling towards the back body. And as we release this piece of bioenergetic armoring that was surrounding the Daimo meridian, and this union, this unified energy between upper and lower body forms, and all the work that we did on the heart, opening to its full joyous presence, begins to allow for even more union, again, between all things upper and lower body, allowing for, as I see, the legs to carry you forward into this new year, carry you forward into this next minute, this next day, this next month, in a way that comes from joy, from personal empowerment, from easeful, healthy connections, partnerships, relationships that are supportive and reciprocal in all the right ways for you, giving you a soft place to land, to be taken care of, to be treated with kindness. As that all falls into place, and the head no longer needs to lead the way. Instead, it's fallen back, and it's a healthy alignment as well. The heart gets to carry you forward into this new year. And the beauty of leading from the heart, the tremendous, tremendous gift of when this shows up in this way, means that your head actually gets to rest. It doesn't have to have a reason. There doesn't need to be logic. It just simply gets to move in its own right rhythm and timing without you having to even figure the things out. And with less need to figure things out, to find the right reasons, the right logic, or the right how is that going to work? Why can we do this? Or why can we do that? Or can or can't, whichever it is. The hows and the whys begin to drop away as the heart gets to operate from what it does best, its felt sense, which gets to trump all things left brain. And I see actually a really deep connection forming between all things right brain and all things hearts. What is it to come from a contained, protected, and joy type of essence of your heart this time? And as soon as I say that, there's an adhesion that drops away from the deeper ligaments that insert themselves right into the back of the skull there. And with that, any remaining blockages in the sinuses, which often are related to how it is we're perceiving our environment, begin to melt away. We're going to offer all those same healing resources that I worked with earlier, blood, nerve, lymph, etc., through to the sinuses. And I see this as almost like that album cover on Pink Floyd. It's, at least that's what I remember it to be. I could be really wrong on that all. And as I see it, I see this like all those vibrant colors actually flowing through the sinuses, being able to allow for interactions with your environment to come through the consciousness of vibrancy. And linking that into all the bottom four chakras, the heart, solar plexus, sexual chakra, as well as the base chakra, which in body talk, interestingly enough, are all the yang chakras. And the Daimo meridian begins to untwist. On the right side, it was almost folded in on itself. So imagine that right side of the Daimo meridian that runs around that low back region, roughly where we were, that belt, hence the belt meridian name, begins to untwist and opens up to actually be able to invite in even more of the environment. In my experience, the Daimo meridian often shuts down from painful experiences, from unkind experiences, from unkind treatments that can manifest into all sorts of interesting psychological character structures, as one way puts it, or body armoring, another way puts it. Whoever we're following, whether it's Alexander Lowen, Ron Kurtz, there's many ways of looking at this all. The idea here is, though, that Daimo meridian opens up, and as it does so, it actually invites new energy flow through all things masculine on your entire right side so that you can take healthy action, healthier, even healthier steps forward, into connection, into relationships, into harmonious nature of interactions in a balanced way through all of your relationships and partnerships. No small thing. Then I see healthy again, black energy coming in through the right side in a good way. I know black sometimes for some folks might be a little daunting. This is actually a really good black. It's a really good black this time. And as we take that in, the black becomes almost like a backdrop for even more vibrancy to be, well, backlit. In a way, supporting this idea that your vibrancy gets to be supported, not taken advantage of, not used, but supported by all things masculine, internally and externally alike. And with that, the sinuses release even a little bit more. And as some phlegm begins to move and groove through the sinuses, releasing any old mental health challenges that you may have taken on, as this relates sometimes to making ourselves wrong when we can't figure out why is this pattern showing up with my mom, my dad, my wherever it may be. And when I speak to masculine energy, it's worth pointing out that in our society, masculine nature is often strong, not just in men, but often in women. In our culture right now, there's a masculinization of men happening, the feminine happening. It's been going on for a bit. And as we supportively point that out, know that it's also working with all the times I mentioned healthy masculine, the masculine in any other women that you also interact with. Okay. All right. Again, no small thing. And then it's linking into this concept in general of simplification, a form of surrendering in its own way to supportively allow how it is you're interacting in your relationships to come from an even more simple, easeful place. So it gets to be a little less complicated. When we take out any personalized shame or making ourselves wrong, generally speaking, makes things that much more clear and easeful to be in and navigate through in new ways and rich ways and ways that may even surprise you with what's possible. And we're defining this all by the consciousness of abundance and finding abundance in your connection. And then we're tapping this part on out, invitation to breathe and receive. Giving that another round of breath in a way that becomes even more expansive, more mindful. With all this focus on healthy connection and relationships, I see now the lungs and the heart coming into a form of their own union, forming an essence of almost, if I may be so bold to use the word communion, in the sense of there may not even be a difference between the heart and the lungs energetically. They feel so richly connected. And as they cozy up to each other throughout this cardiovascular system, bringing in by each breath new life, new air, new possibilities, new thoughts, new capacities to be with things, new opportunities on each breath. Inspiration begins to come in a way through to the hearts, which it may not have been as available before. As your heart gets to receive inspiration, it also receives another quality that the lungs carry that I've spoken to quite a bit last week, which is that of surrender. and the heart begins to lay down anything that doesn't need to be here. Touching it on again, this quality of old heartaches, old heartbreaks. Times in which you may have even thought you failed. Times in which you thought you weren't successful. Times in which you thought, again, you may have done something that was wrong or even hurtful or painful. And this time offering yourself forgiveness. Knowing that that behavior came out of a part of you that was also hurt and struggling. And just for now, we could even turn our attention to that hurt part of you that was maybe underneath some of those painful behaviors and just sit with its own pain for a little bit here. Imagine that we can support it in the way that you might a small child, which is usually where this comes from. When we act in ways that are painful and hurtful, it usually comes from something that happens in our first, well, 8, 10, 13 years of life, however broad we want to go with that, but the first 4 to 6 are often the most potent. And times in which your inner 3, 4, 5-year-old was hurt, yeah, it can be really interesting to look at. We often take those hurt 3, 4, 5-year-olds because we don't know what to do with them, and nobody else knew what to do with them when we were little, and we send them into exile, and we say, no, I will lock you up and put you over here, and I don't know what to do with you, so you just stay put, you hide there. And now we're actually going to offer all those little ones that have been hurt and challenged, any ones that are ready, keys. And we're offering them the keys to let themselves out of their own cages. And if it feels right, you can even unlock the cages for yourself. And so let these little ones out of their cages. They may be in need of a little bit of support in the way that your average 3, 4, 5-year-old is. Even 2-year-old, 1-year-old infants may be in here. However young, however old, taking a moment to greet what's here with tenderness, with care, with softness, with all of that love and care that you offer to others. And as you offer it to this heart of yours, to all that's been touched by pain, by hurts, by all the things that you've been beating yourself up for, by all the things that you've been criticizing yourself for all the harshness that may have been here before. This opportunity to be held in love and tenderness and embraced in all these ways gets to be here now. Letting any painful burdens be met with the same joyous presence that we found earlier in the heart, with the same love that gets to be here now, the same care, the same rich abundance and, well, mothering energy in its own way. Yeah. And just as we offer forgiveness again to others previously, we get to offer forgiveness to our hurt little ones. That's where all of this has come from. And letting them know that they did the very best they could at the time. They did the very best they could at the time with the tools that they had. Yeah, they're actually not perhaps so wrong as we may have made them out to be. In fact, they might have made perfectly logical choices, perfect reasonable choices, given the circumstances and what they had to work with. They did the very best they could. You did the very best you could with what you had. And as the heart gets to drink that in, I'll say it one more time. You did the very best you could with what you had. That essence of self-forgiveness, welcoming it in by means of breathing, as much or as little as feels right for you. Offering it to all those little ones. And as we do so, I'm going to go back to that Wei Qi around the heart. And I know we expanded it, but there's just a couple of points that are a little bit almost like a tear, like a scar. And as I mend those energetically, there's some on the left front of the heart and the right back of the heart. And just letting all those little ones know that it's okay to be scared. And again, they did the best they could with what they had. And as this Wei Qi mends, they get to be returned to wholeness again. And they get to put down any other burdens they're carrying and come live with you, maybe perhaps in your hearts or anywhere else that feels right for you. And we're linking this all to the energy of fifth house, the house of hearts, the house of inner child, the house of creativity, of pleasure, of joy, of social activity, of healthy connection through play, through ease, through lightness. And as we offer that all, I hear the heart almost like perk up its ears around the word play. Yeah, how playful does it get to be now in this heart of yours? And then from this place of play, if you're willing to step into it and try it on, what's possible to create? What's possible for you to create and come alive from the inside out? Perhaps as we operate from play, we give birth to even more play. Perhaps as we come from play, we actually give rise to easeful learning. Easeful nervous system regulation happens when we're operating from a place of play and learning and growing from a place of play. And as we offer the essence of play to the nervous system to learn in, to grow in, to create from, to be in, to bask in, to rest in, part of creation means resting. Part of creation means taking a moment to really notice what you've done and receive it, and to enjoy it, to adore it, to be adorned within it and by it. Breathing in healthy, creative energy and opening up the sexual chakra just a little bit more as it connects to this heart chakra to support all things creativity. And then connecting the feet, the kidney one points, to the sexual chakra to give it some energy from the earth. And as we offer this energy to support creation, to support, one might even say, conception of the new, linking that all through the superhighway of the conception vessel meridian, the center of perhaps the most powerful thing we have to create with, from, by, in. And as the conception vessel meridian carries this energy from the legs and feet all the way through, well, it doesn't really, imagine I'm making up something just a bit metaphorical here. The conception vessel meridian starts at the perineum, and it gets to receive all the energy of the vitality coming in from the earth through the legs and into the perineum, into the pelvis, then up through the conception vessel meridian, connecting sexual chakra to heart chakra. And it continues to rise up the front of the midline of the center body there, bringing in all that's new. The governing vessel meridian has that same sort of flow of water off of a duck's back, releasing all that no longer needs to be carried, all that no longer serves gets to drift away now. We're tapping here. Invitation again to breathe and receive. Breathing in any way that feels right, perhaps even breathing into the front body in the midline. And as you do so, perhaps the pelvis even rocks and moves around just a little bit more than it might normally. And if it calls to you, you can even exaggerate that pelvic rocking. As that lands and comes on in, I'm hearing two phrases simultaneously, both from different viewpoints of spiritual religious texts. The first is, I believe, Genesis 1:3, let there be lights. The second, is of the namaste variety, the light in me recognizes the light in you. And perhaps there's no difference between those statements. Perhaps in healthy connection, the light of creation gets to be met a little bit more richly and deeply. Perhaps it's a way of honoring all that goes into creation. Creativity, creator energy. Perhaps it's a sacred connection in that way. Perhaps. And then we're linking that, interestingly enough, to one of the infant reflexes, which is to be able to root, to turn towards that which nourishes us. And when babies actually don't remember how to do that, one of the ways that we reprogram that infant reflex is by gently stroking the cheek to remind it that it's still here and it gets to move and it can receive that stimulation to move to either side. And as we reprogram that, if it feels right, you can even just softly touch your cheek in a way that invites your own head to turn and check it out, remembering what it's like to have that there, remembering how to return to a place of that brilliance that our body mind is built on, so much wisdom here, knowing how to turn to that which nourishes us with greater ease. And as you get to drink this in, the capacity to turn to nourishment in its expansion gets met by the planet of Jupiter. And as it works with expansion, also bringing in its capacity to connect us to our aspirations and to grow in this way, to grow in what nurtures us. And as we return to the basics, the simplicity of take in nourishment, grow from this place. I see the sphenoid bone in the center of the skull, that master bone that connects all the skull bones, begin to loosen its adhesions in various points for every person here. And as it evenly sort of disperses throughout the both sides, front and back, top and bottom alike, releasing adhesions in every which 3D direction, I just hear it go, ah, I'm totally free. And then we're running a relationship, a connection, a healthy connection between all things sphenoid, totally free, and all things dymo meridian, nothing left to grip onto or hold onto or hold back from. Nothing to hold back from expressing, from stepping into, from honoring. Nothing to hold back from. You get to have it now, and it gets to feel good now. And linking that into the low back to release any blockages again around abundance or self-value. Running lymphatic circulation to support that low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing to flow on out. And as it does so, I see it as releasing almost like a layer of ice, a layer of fear all the way through it. And if any low backs are sore from shoveling or snow blowing or anything else, it may also just feel good to receive it on the mundane level as well. Well, not that that's mundane, serious stuff too. But compared to perhaps drinking in all of the abundance of life. And as we work with releasing that sort of like icy grip, it's actually carrying in some places the consciousness of a death grip, of a death grip. Almost as if part of this has like entered very early on rigor mortis. It's like playing dead in a way. And as we release that playing dead energy, bringing in new life, I see vibrancy of color returning here again, lighting up from the inside out, remembering, awakening, coming alive. And stepping into that which replenishes, that which regenerates. And as this engine of the low back becomes alive, that attachment point to the Dymo Meridian around that L2-3 region, almost an overlap into our Ming Men, the pilot light of our body, begins to form, I heard like engines running and, well, I just finished snow blowing, so forgive the metaphor, but it's like when you like, I'm going to use the wrong words, is it the throttle or the choke? I can't remember. But that thing that you like push in to make the motor like rev up again. And I'm not very mechanical, but very grateful for the snowblower. The idea here is we're revving your engines on up. We're revving the engines on up here. Almost like a simpler explanation, a foot on a gas pedal gets to gently rev the engines up. And it can also remember how to take the foot off of the gas to allow for rest and pause. There's actually flexibility and resiliency in getting to rev up the engine, but also getting to take a break and to withdraw from that sometimes and restore and replenish and regenerate. And then again, being able to like rev up the engine. And as we work with its capacity to remember how to use the gas pedal of life, if you will, running a cellular repair on that region, restoring all these cells back to their fullest potential of health. And I just hear the words over and over and over again, almost like it's been a steadfast chant through most of the sessions, to be honest with you. And the words are just simply, I remember. I remember. I remember. Maybe that's, I remember what it's like to be alive. Maybe that's, I remember what it's like to feel myself again. Maybe that's, I remember how to surrender, to draw in the ease of life. Maybe that's, I remember because I've got a test I'm studying for. Maybe that's, I remember what it's like to be in healthy connection. Maybe it's all of it at the same time. And then we're linking that into Governing Vessel 20 to connect to, again, healthy habit patterns here. And then linking all of that remembrance into all 5, 6 senses. I see this, like, again, thin layer of iciness begin to melt off any deep fears, any deep freezes that the senses have been in, allowing them to only take in so much of life and only potentially taking in a way that had blinders on to look out, caution, to look through the lens of fear, essentially. And as you release that iciness of fear, the coldness of fear, the deep freeze of fear, allowing for any paralysis, potentially even by like overanalysis, to be released through the senses so that they can actually be more prepared to look for, again, that which is nurturing, that which is nourishing, that which is perhaps driven by the hearts to move forward with. And I see both hands open, both arms roll open, allowing for this heart meridian to begin to open up all the way through the armpits. And if it feels right, you can even take your hands, opening them up in a way that rolls the arms outward, that allows for potentially even an opening of the armpits in any which way. I'm kind of in like a goddess-esque pose right now, but you might have your hands by your side opening up to allow for the system to receive in this way. And perhaps the arm begins to even rise. And as they do so, perhaps these wings of the heart through the heart meridian begin to come alive. Begin to remember what it is to fly, to soar, to be like a bird. To remember how to celebrate by means of rising. As these wings lift up, this energy from the heart begins to also rise through all things midline. And then from the midline begins to rise through the more lateral essences, the more lateral portions of the body. From the midline all the way out to the very edges of you begins to rise and floats. And this energy becomes uplifting, remembering what it means to be uplifted, to come from a place of that which is uplifted. And as the heart becomes a little less burdened, a little less heavy, as there's lightness here, the head, the throat, the chest become that much easier to hold upright, to hold lightly. Maybe even becomes light as a feather. Like the feather off of a bird wing. Rising, floating, flying, drifting. Light as a feather. The jaws, the TMJ joint in particular, connects to the sacroiliac in the back body, the TMJ to SI reciprocal. Sacroiliac is that area of the where the sacrum meets the side of the hips. And it's fairly a big joint, and just a little off to the side of the base of the spine is where you'll find it, a little lower than the spine. A little lower than the level of the hips is an easier way for me to say that. As we connect TMJ to SI, this reciprocal helps us to digest. As it comes into alignment, it helps us to literally open to life again. As it supports the jaw, an opening to life again. I hear another light quote. There's a, I want to say that I'm paraphrasing this. I don't think I'm going to nail it directly. But be the light you wish to see in the world. So I'm paraphrasing, I believe, Gandhi. And be the thing that you want to see in the world. Be the light that you want to see in the world. So as we offer this energy of lightness to the world, we may get met by more lightness ourselves. As we offer blessings, we get to potentially receive them in spades. Yeah, and that reminds me of times in which I've often heard my own parents, and maybe you've heard the same, shame you for in this way of count your blessings. And what if that was actually meant as a different way? Maybe that was just a mix-up. Maybe there was some confusion there, and maybe they didn't know either. Perhaps count your blessings meant that as you offer blessings to others, you get to receive it in spades yourself. Perhaps. Yeah. And if we can take out any shame around blessings, if we can take out any shame around what it means to receive the joy of reciprocal blessings between one another, let it go now. Let it drift away. Let it transform. And if you can sense even where that might be, the shame locked in your body, I invite you to take a moment to notice any images that might go with it. Noticing any colors, shapes, sizes of those images. And letting your imagination get wild, fantastical with it, or perhaps even imagining an artist's paintbrush comes on in and magically, without reason, without logic, without it having to make any sense whatsoever, with innocence, this image gets to transform into anything else. And as it does so, welcoming it and enjoying any lightness that may come from it, any vibrancy, any relief, and savoring that. And if that part didn't go as well for you as you hoped it would, or if something feels a little bit lingering or dangling, I just want to offer a circulation of all the healing resources to that area to further support it as it transforms and becomes even lighter by means of allowing this essence of things to flow through all the circulation of healing resources, releasing any stagnant energy through that, and linking it to all things heart chakra, heart brain, shen, the wisdom of all things, hearts, from the physical organ to the meridian and everything in between. And we're tapping here. If it feels right, placing a hand in the heart. Breathing in any way that feels right for you. Perhaps allowing the heart to lead the way of your breath. And I just hear the heart go, ah, this gets to happen on my terms now. This gets to happen on my terms now. And everything gently comes together into union at this center point of connection of the hearts. If it feels right to you, offering your heart just another few breaths of gratitude as we bring this in for a nice soft landing, potentially even bringing in the essence of innocence, the essence of supporting all those little ones that you've done in your own ways here. And offering the energy of the old fading away as you step into the new. And remembering our resource from the beginning, if it feels right, calling that in. And I've got a song to play. It's actually a Christmas carol. And it's from the album, The Light Came Down. It's by Josh Garrels, G-A-R-R-E-L-S. And it's, what child is this? I invite you to breathe and receive in any way that feels right. It's about 4 minutes long.
Child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap, is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch or keep. Yeah.
May there be light in your worlds. May there be light in your hearts. May there be light that emanates from you as you go through this year. And may it enter into the new year with you. My deepest of love to you all. And know that the embracing of that all in the chat feature has me, it's just a little teary. So thank you for all your comments there. And my deepest of love to you all throughout this last year and all that we've gotten to share in together. I look forward to what the new year brings for us all. Here's to moving from history to mystery. Thank you for all that you brought this year. Mwah. May the blessings continue in rich good ways for us all. And I look forward to hearing how things have been going for you all, and feel free to keep me in the loop and let me know what's going on as we continue to move forward in our new year together. Okay, I'm going to sign off for now, and may all of your connections continue to offer you healthy blessings from here on out. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Bye for now, y'all.